Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Like those of the Evening Rush Network, viewer's discretion is advised.
Yo.
Good evening. It's Saturday. How y'all doing out there? It's time to party and rock out with Thoughts of a Man. I am your co-host, Brooklyn Fats, along with my other co-host, Don. Don, hit the people up. And big up, my man Shock running a little bit late, but he gonna pull up any second. So, yo, Don, what's really popping, man?
Yo, it's what's good, man? Yo, what's good, man? You already know what it is, man. Thoughts of a Man. Yo, we out here, man. We out here.
208-4-2821 West Coast.
Women. This is to bad women, good women. Call up 929-441-2417. We would like to hear your thoughts and your outputs on today's topic.
Yo, what's good, Michael Moore? I see you on the check-in.
Michael Murray, you ready? It's all love.
My bad, bro.
Here what the deal is. Let me tell you something.
Hold up. Time out. Time out, man. Time out. Right. Moving too fast, man.
All right.
What's good, people? What's up, New York, man? What's up, North Carolina? What's up, Virginia? Tennessee? Alabama? You already know, man. It's Thoughts of a Man, man. Yo, Shock ain't in the building yet. He gonna pull up in a second. How was your week, bro? How have you been, man? How was everything going on with you this week?
Well, you know what, man? I went to the doctor. You know, I had to get my follow-up for these shots I've been taking. Other than that, that's good. You know, just cruising the streets, seeing what's going on in the real world. But you know what, my brother Don? These women is hard to understand, bro. I don't care what you do and how you do it. There's always a situation you got to go through.
Well, then, you know, my week was good too, bro. You know, if you really care. Like, yeah, I had an okay week, man. You know, shout out to Evening Rush. You know, we did some little politic talk. You know what I mean? First of all, we got smoked. Going to get the smoke.
I don't think we got smoked. That I would say is not correct there.
I say that it was a biased crowd and it went all crazy. But you know what? My biggest thing about that whole situation, the biggest thing about that whole situation, and I'm gonna keep it real, yo, my DM's been blowing up crazy. Let's get this straight. First of all, I'm a well educated man. Not only am I a well-educated man, you know what I'm saying? Yes, I've changed a lot of my ways. Everything I was talking about was past shit, nothing new. So, you know what I'm saying? Just want to clarify a couple of things. All of us are well-educated. None of us are dummies. None of us are slow. None of that. You know what I mean? But we all good, man.
And see, the thing is, dude, only thing we're doing is expressing the thoughts that we have been through and the problems and situations we have been through with our course of being men and dealing with certain types of women. We're not saying all women are bad or all women have bad intentions, but sometimes you have run across women with fucked up intentions.
Yeah, and definitely. Fucked up
thoughts when it comes to a man. All men ain't the same. We all different.
And that's the biggest stereotype, man. Like, women off the rip talking about all men are the same, y'all dogs, da da. Like, yo, first of all, you gotta know where we've been to say we dogs and all this, first of all. Second of all, most men aren't dogs. There's a lot of good dudes out here that's being ignored.
But y'all dog them. And when you specify a dog, what do you mean a dog? Every man ain't going to just lay around and get fleas on him. Or just waddle in dirt and get ticks on him. You got to be more specific. Are you talking to the mans who be pimping y'all? Or
Are y'all trying to talk to your soulmate? That's the biggest thing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, women jump in relationships not knowing if this is the one or, you know what I mean? If this is what they're going to see in the future or what can be seen in the future. They just move in. They jump in. They don't think. And then they don't read the red flags. When you are dealing with somebody that you know, is not in your best interest, that's one of my biggest things. When they read they don't read the red flags.
No, they don't.
A person will give you the red flags if you pay attention. But see, and that goes for both sexes. That's not just women. That's men too. We get those red flags. You should know what to do after that.
But see, you got to understand, it's like a package. It's like a sale. You present them with a sale. They never read the fine print. They just only read the big lettering. So men, when you choosing a woman, it's the same thing. You just look at the big things, but not the small things. And women, it's the same thing. You don't look at the small things, you look at the big things. And that's how you get misled and misunderstood. What you think, Don?
I mean, like I said, man, if they looked at the red flag, I think half these women wouldn't make the mistakes that they do. What's up, Puff? I see you on the check-in.
What up, baby?
He said most of them are no frills anyway.
Well, if you no frill, you get no frill. It ain't no big.
I mean,
you get no
at the end frill. Of the day, it's what you're looking for in the relationship. That's what it is. You look at the small things that count. And that's a good thing. Like, you start off with the small thing, but you need to also look at the big picture, what he brings to the table. What up, Shock? Finally in the building.
Shock is in the building. Make no mistake. Shock is in the building. Give him a round of applause.
Yo.
What up, Shock? Packages, Michael Murphy said. Packaging. Yeah. But Don, see, this is the thing, man. It's like,
well, hold on. I want to get back on what Puff said, like the small things. You know what I'm saying? Puff, yeah, the small things count. But it's also those big things. You know what I'm saying? When I say big things, I mean, is he paying you attention? Is, you know, your thoughts, do your thoughts count? Stuff of that nature. You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes your thoughts don't count.
If he's gonna pay you enough attention and enough mind. Like, these are things that you gotta know.
But what if that's not what you're looking for? Only thing, sometimes you may be just looking for a dollar sign. You're not looking for how he treats you or how much attention he gives you. Long as he spends some money with you, you good.
Fact.
That's where we fucked up. You get sidetracked.
You know what I mean?
We're gonna jump into
the first, you know, the first joint of today, first topic of today. Lack of trust always causes jealousy. So,
okay,
I want to get into this because of I gotta disagree, bro. But lack of trust always causes jealousy. First and foremost. If there's trust issues in the relationship, jealousy is going to pop up.
Red flag, red flag, red flag.
You know what I'm saying? And when I say that, I'm saying, end of the day, you should see the non-trusting situation that's going to cause all the jealousy. Most men are insecure. Women will say most men are insecure, which I disagree. I think most women are insecure. So they do the insecure shit that makes a nigga act crazy.
Yo.
What up? You here, bro?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Uh-oh.
You having a little technical difficulties.
Okay. Let me speak on that. No trust, no love. Okay.
Yeah, and I agree, cuz. Shout out to my cousin in the building. What up, Slick? That's my cousin Slick, yo.
Big up to Slick. Slick is in the building. But what I'm going to say to you and how we're going to start this off like this. Okay. Everything resolves to you giving an example. Jealousy just don't pop out of the sky and just all of a sudden.
Nah, she do some ratchet shit. And once she do that ratchet shit, you know.
And she constantly retaliate on it.
Yeah.
So it's tit for tat. But see, if you really want to be with me, you wouldn't do nothing that's
you feel it's tit for tat. I don't feel it's tit for tat. I'm gonna keep it a buck. I don't feel it's tit for tat.
Why you don't feel it's tit for tat?
Because like I said, most women they'll do something that to try to make you jealous.
But what if it don't work? What if it don't work?
Most men get jealous because it did work. Like, why? She'll go out wearing that extra whatever so that, you know, his attention is gotten.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
You feel if you give me a reason to be jealous, I should trust you?
I mean, once again,
it don't work like that, brother.
Plus, it depends on the type of woman because I wouldn't want him to do it. I want him to do it from the heart, and communication with comprehension is key. Then your relationship should be good with honesty, lead to trust also. I want to say I agree to an extent.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's the communication part. If, for example, if a man told you exactly what he wanted from the door, then all those actions that you do to try to see if he's the one, because that's most of the time y'all start doing that jealousy. I want to see if he's one, if I can trust him. That those things wouldn't go down. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why I have to say, I agree, but I don't agree all the way.
But if you really want to be with me, you shouldn't put me through all these tests and all these changes.
No, man.
Either we're going to be loyal to each other or we ain't got no loyalty. And that's the bottom of the nutshell.
You might keep her around for pleasure. Yeah, I mean, keeping them around for pleasure sometimes, even when you got a headache out of it, is something you don't always want to do.
But then
it ain't something you always want to do. Because it's a headache, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? To have that side chick or that woman just there for a reason, sometimes it become a headache. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be real. Sometimes it become a headache. Because she's going to still want attention and time. Attention and time is always going to be the foremost of any situation. And if you're not willing to give her the attention and time, she's going to be elsewhere.
But you got to understand, what this really deals with is emotions. It's an emotion thing. For her to go out there to make you jealous and have lack of trust is, it's an emotional thing. She's in her feelings. Because if you knew when I first got with you and I was paying you attention, and then all of a sudden stop paying you attention, that means you had to do something wrong.
Tia was good.
Stop paying you no attention.
So that's true. The energy she gave is the energy she's going to get. That's fact.
And if you go out there seeking attention from all of the other men, or, oh, she cute, oh, you beautiful, oh, you looking nice, that's what you've been expecting from the gate. That's what you've been expecting from the gate. This just ain't happened overnight. This just ain't started. You want more than one person attention.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's the thing. Listen, I want what I want. That's bottom line. When you want what you want and you know what you want, that's just what it is.
But, well, you need to specify that with me and you in a relationship.
Yeah, well, that's what you start when you start the relationship. That's what it's supposed to be.
But so, are you saying, well, boom, I'm treating you like a random chick?
I mean, it depends. It depends. It definitely depends.
It depends on what? I'm just curious. It depends on what?
It depends on the female. Everything depends on the female, bro. Like, you can't just, you know what I mean? You can't just say, okay, you know, this is the one for me. Now, fuck all that one shit. First of all, you got to get to know me. First of all, this is where I tell you from the rep. Remember what we was talking about the other day?
Yeah.
And I said, yo, if I come to you and I tell you the truth,
yeah,
everything, full undisclosed truth, I'm telling you everything. From, yo, I'm a single man.
Okay.
I got 2 kids. I got 9 kids.
XYZ.
My last relationship wasn't the greatest, but I did my part. I made some mistakes back in the past, sold a little smoke, whatever. And I'm trying to become a changed man. Now, if you give her all of that, and you see down the line, I gave her the full truth, but she's still on the edge. And she want to do untrustworthy shit to get you to be jealous. Who's the one in the room?
She is. Because you know what? I'm going to tell you this much. That means that she was in a fucked up relationship. So she taking that same fucked up shit from the last relationship into her new relationship.
See, we talking about, thank you, ungrateful. That's pretty much what she is. We're talking about right now the lack of trust that always causes jealousy. So basically, you know how you women always don't trust us. Say we're doing shit we ain't supposed to be doing, but we're actually doing the right thing, but you're still so jealous. You caused the jealousy in yourself.
Yo, can y'all niggas hear me?
Yes, we hear you, bro.
I don't know what the hell is going on with my computer. I am so sorry I'm late, man. I had a whole heap of trouble trying to get here. I'm so fucking sorry.
Nah, you in the building, boss. That's all that matters.
What's going on with y'all fellas? Please recap me. I'm 17 minutes late.
Interest. Hey, hold on. I want to read this. Interest starts getting lost in a relationship. Nah, bro. It doesn't always depend on a female. Men have choices. However you want daddy.
That's not true, because relationships only go wrong when women are unhappy.
Exactly.
Majority of the time. See,
and
that's,
you
what, that's where... You
know going to play too? Because you know when shit is fucked up. When the new dude tell you, oh, if you was doing what you was supposed to be doing, she wouldn't be with me. That's
back.
It right there. That's
back.
The example right there.
And that is one of the biggest issues, like, that people just don't realize. Like, yo, y'all women, somebody got to turn their joint down. That phone or something echoing. Thank you. You get a lot of stuff from us as far as you'll get that 100 from us, and y'all still not happy. Y'all still not satisfied. And for the world of me, what I can't understand is you wanted this type of relationship, because this is off the rip. This is what women tell you. I want a good man.
Define.
And I feel like the reason why they always say they want a good man and can't find a good man is because deep down they don't know what the fuck they really want, bro.
What is a good man? Women, call us up. What is a good man? 929-441-2417. Call us up. Let us know. What is a good man?
I believe that because I know the type. I know who you are. See, I know you for a long time. So I know you can sit here and tell me, like, yo, I've been fucked up by dudes for a minute. But once again, Puff, I'm also say, do you read those red flags? That's the thing. You got to read those red flags.
Come on, ladies, call out.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing. Like, people got to read those red flags, and that's what they're not doing. Male G.
9-9-4-1-24-17. Come on, women. We need to hear from you. Don't act shy.
I went through that phase. I didn't trust my husband for shit in the beginning because of my past. That's one of the most amazing things. You see, you didn't trust him in the beginning because of your past. Let me ask you a question. If you had paused the past for a second or took time out to make sure you were internally ready, do you think that marriage, that trust issue wouldn't have been there, and maybe you would have saw from the beginning, yo, this dude is the one for me? Because he gave you all the eggs. Like, yo, this is my truth. And that's the biggest thing to me. Like, I feel like us guys give you our truth, but y'all can't accept it.
Well, they say, do not let your past hinder your future. Huh?
See, that's the thing. Sometimes the hurt. Yeah, I'm not saying, yo, listen, men been hurt too. Like, I've been hurt. I've been hurt crazy.
A woman is hard to please.
I let one woman hurt me. I let one woman hurt me, and I took it out on all the women. Mad women from one woman. So, trust me, I understand. I get it.
Let me ask y'all something, man. We're going to keep it 100. Do you think everybody has feelings?
I agree with you, Cuzzo. We all got feelings. But who don't got feelings?
Our feelings can be hurt like a female feelings can be. To make us do the things we do.
It depends.
The same that they do to us.
It depends. Because I think once we're hurt, it's the healing process for us. That's the problem.
Say that one more time, bro.
Speak up.
I feel like it's the healing process. Like, once you hurt, bro, you got to keep it a buck. You ain't moving the way you used to move.
But healing takes some time. Is everybody willing to take the time?
hold on. I got to hear from Shock right now. Come on, Shock.
Come on, Shock. Come in.
I see that face, man. What's up?
Oh, no, I don't.
Shock.
I'm the complete opposite.
Shock.
Like, I don't. Hold on, I gotta get lower because I'm not comfortable where I'm at.
Can I say this for you?
Sorry. I'm the complete opposite.
Hold on.
Let him talk, bro.
I know.
You not if you keep talking over it, bro.
I just want to say the punchline.
Well,
there ain't no punchline. There's no punchline. If we're gonna be serious, we'll be serious. I don't necessarily. I'm trying to figure out how to word this, but I sound like a punk. But nah, the one time that I actually got hurt, that shit took forever, and I wouldn't allow myself to actually be with anybody because I just knew I would take that pain out on every woman I encountered until I was right.
Mm.
And I took a sabbatical for like maybe 4 or 5 years from dating anybody at all. But when I started dating again, I was a fucking animal.
Yeah.
That shit turned into a savage, bro. For real.
Okay, hold up. I gotta read what Puff wrote. Puff said, male, what us men want is a mother, a nurse, a chef, a doctor, a counselor, etc.
That's not true at all. We don't want to talk to you at all.
That's 100%.
Y'all want to talk to us. That's why when we got one foot in the door of coming home from work, y'all be like, your whole foot is not even in the fucking door. Yeah, y'all running off of the mouth. We don't want to talk to you. I want to play my PlayStation when I get home from work. That's what I want to do. I had a hard day at the work. The man got his foot on my neck. I just want to take a shower, go home, play my PlayStation. At the end of the night, we can do whatever it is you want to do, but I don't want to talk to you. I just don't. Sorry.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Like this, yo. We are the most... Women get it fucked up. Like, men are the most simplest creatures.
We are the simplest creatures.
We are the simplest creatures. All we want you to do is feed us fuckers and leave us the fuck alone.
That's
the things we want in life, bro. I just gave y'all the key right there. Do those things, and trust me, you'll be the happiest woman in the world.
Yeah. Right. That's it. That's all we need. Like,
that's all he want to do is relax. Yo, when I done worked an 8-hour shift and I come home, take my shower, have whatever dinner you done made, whether you made it or, you know, you put some shit together and said that's dinner. You know what I mean? That is what I did. And now I want some me time.
Nothing. You know what? And then, some women have the nerve to have not cooked when you came home.
Oh, yeah. I would love playing a game is amazing. I agree. Gotta agree with that, Tia.
If you give me head while I'm playing Call of Duty, you're getting a ring that night. You're getting a ring that night. No, I don't want a massage. I mean, I want food, but I can get food anywhere.
I ain't worried about a massage.
It's not a preference to you. Like, I can call Uber Eats and get me some goddamn KFC in 15 to 20 minutes. It's food, you want a massage, you can give me a happy ending. That's what you can give me. Just give me a happy ending. Let me play my video game and leave me alone.
I actually would love to come home and my shower is running. Like, facts. I call you like, yo, I'll be home in 10 minutes. 10 minutes later, the shower is straight. Boom. I just got to walk in, peel it off, do my spray down, and boom, into the shower. That shit would be amazing. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be amazing. Hubby turns that mic off fast. I don't know a man who ain't going to turn that mic off fast.
I mean, I don't know. I probably won't turn the mic off. I'm an exhibitionist like that.
You want them to hear them moan? You want them to hear them moan? Okay, okay.
Nah, I don't. You won't hear me, but I'd be like, oh, do it a little. Because I'm sadistic. I'd be like, yo, make those ugly noises. I want them to hear them. Stupid.
Did you express that? That's the part of getting to know me. To me, that's the part of getting to know me. If you want a relationship, you got to get to know me.
You have to observe your partner so you can know what your partner... Certain things, like, I shouldn't have to tell you. Like, if you're apt to being in the crib, if you're in my crib 4 out of the 7 days of the week, and you know when I come home every day, I jump straight in the shower, then you should learn that applied behavior. He likes to shower when he comes home. Let me run this water. Yeah. There you know what I'm saying?
There you go. And these, right. Like I said, these are little jewels we dropping. You know what I'm saying? But once again, this is the part that's always going to get thrown off, is the fact that y'all use these things to eventually try to get us jealous. So make us think that we crazy, but we ain't crazy. We ain't crazy. Y'all did this shit, the bullshit, to see if we love you. That's where that bullshit came from.
The thing is, some of y'all don't pay attention to detail.
Yeah.
That's it. Some of y'all don't pay attention to detail. A relationship only goes good depending on if the woman is happy.
It's not a job.
And that's a fact. It's just a fact. It is.
So that means I should treat you like a 9-to-5 then. It don't work like that. We in a relationship. It's not a job. It's a commitment.
No, you should want to run your husband's bathwater or wife's bathwater.
She said it's a job.
No, it's taking not, care of y'all that, is a goddamn job.
See, you want us gets, to, that's where you, there go that red flag. It became a job. This is the number one situation for us, man. We got to hear that bullshit.
So that means we got
to. It becomes a job to cater. I'm going to cater to you the same way you cater to me. What are you talking about? This is a goddamn job. Like, what do you mean? It's a job taking care of you. I got to go to work every day. Then I got to come home and communicate with you. I got to figure out how your day was. Meanwhile, you're talking a bunch of destroy me. Like, you don't work at BJ's. Like, nobody wants your goddamn job at the counter, ma. Like, for real. Sit down. I just don't understand certain people. I just don't.
I hear that all the time. We hear that shit all the time. That's what it is.
Taking care of y'all is a goddamn job. And I gotta compliment you. Hey, baby, do I look fat in these jeans? Knowing you do, but I gotta lie to you. I gotta keep my lie.
And I,
synchronized. I gotta know when I told you.
There it goes. Having sex
is a job.
Is having a job too. So,
yo, having sex is a job.
That's not a job. That's
not a relationship.
Job.
Yes, it is. That's nigga.
80% of the relationship shit is sex.
How sex 80%.
You don't got to compliment us to you know how you compliment us to is a blowjob. A blowjob is like flowers to men.
Stupid.
That's how you compliment us. That's how you buy me flowers. A blowjob.
No man,
and it's not about it, absolutely. Is to take care of you, because even if I don't financially take care of you, I gotta let you know you're pretty. I gotta slap you on your butt when people are around so you feel confident. And all cetera, it is. It's a job taking care of you, and having sex is a job. Because I got to be in enough shape to carry you, pick you up over my shoulders, and toss you, whatever it is you like. Meanwhile, I got to be able to keep the blood flow of my heart, my brain, and my Johnson all flowing at one time. Nigga, that takes work, okay?
Nah, to me, it's not a job, man.
Okay, that shit is work.
It's not a job. I take that, man.
Oh, no. It's a labor of love. Don't get it twisted.
Listen, I feel
that's
like
one of those good problems. But
if
you have
I'm
my big ass
to,
pounding on top of you, that shit is work. You know what I'm saying?
You blew my whole thought with that bullshit, bro.
I mean, it's not a job, it's a relationship. Yeah. And I mean, you're supposed to take care of them the same way they take care of you. I mean, what's wrong with it, honey? I come home from a hard day's work. You run me a shower. You please me. You know,
but we don't get that.
No, and it's not wrong with that. But if the shoe was on the other foot,
guys,
we don't get that.
In bells right now.
You know,
it don't. We don't get that. Nobody asked me how my day was when I came home. Like, hey, you back? Yay! That's it.
That's fucked up.
Hey, my money. And within Tia, you are a god, a goddess above women.
I love to please my husband. That's what she said. Be running from
I would run from you too. Because
I'd just be ready for you with my stick in my hand.
That's bullshit. There's nothing in the world worse than a woman with a high sex drive. Let me tell you.
No.
What are you saying, bro? What are you saying, bro?
No. Everybody claim that they want a woman with a high sex drive until they get a woman with a high sex drive is.
I love. See, you almost made me fuck up. I would love women with a high sex drive
are a nightmare.
It's amazing, bro.
That shit is a nightmare.
It's
you gotta
amazing.
Beat them.
It's
you gotta
amazing.
Beat them off with a stick. Like, get out of here. Get.
I had an ex. To me, me and my ex, one of my exes were, our sex drive was amazing. Like, a little, like, where I would start the doze off at night, she's jumping on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's rape.
And then no, it's not. It's very consensual. And then vice versa. Like, she's about to go to sleep. I'm like, wait, nah, I ain't finished yet. It was perfect. And we matched perfect with it. So there are women out there with you have high
now,
sex drives. That's amazing.
That's your ex. You can't stand her now.
Oh, no. You already know my rules about exes. Once you're an ex, we could be friends.
Made the ex.
But that's where it is. Like, I'm cool. I don't want anything further. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're ex for a reason. There's no go back.
That is correct.
You know what I'm saying? Those are one of my rules that I live by.
That's not a little kid's move. That's a grown man's move.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
Hey, Cream Puff, who you referring to when you say, that's right, bro, that's your lane? Because I must have missed something. I don't know who you're referring to, Cream Puff.
See, like I said, here it goes where I'm saying...
More specific.
The reason why I say that, you know, it's not a job is because, one, I'm busting my ass at work. I'm bringing that bread home. When I come home from work, if we have kids involved, thank you, baby. If we have kids involved, I got to help take care of these kids.
But
before we
right
go
thing?
To bed. No, I'm,
that
I'm,
is
I'm breaking,
do, well, I'm breaking it down. I was a goddamn fucking job.
So after I didn't help you put the kids down, I done, paid whatever bills had to be paid. And all I'm asking for is simple shit as, yo, let me rock off for a minute. Let me chill out for a minute. Then let's lay down and get a couple of in before either I go to bed because, I got to go to work tomorrow, or Or if you're on your cycle, you know, listen, you go to bed, you relax. Let me rock out with this game.
Mm-hmm. I feel
so you see, that's what I'm seeing here saying, like,
hey, listen, if she's on a cycle,
that it's a job.
You saying just meet me in the medium. That's what you saying. Meet me in the medium. Meet me halfway.
That's what it's supposed to be, bro. Like,
nah, but some women don't agree with that. Some women don't agree with that. Either it's my way or no way. That's where the problem come in there. Either it's my way or no way.
Y'all taking it wrong and I can't talk. You can talk. Yo, Puff, you want to talk? The number is 929-441-2417. You already know, calling, you more than welcome. But let's pay some bills real quick. You know what I'm saying? If you wanna get on a podcast of your own, this how you do it.
Looking to podcast shows and do not know where to start? The Evening Rush Network can help you with that. Call us at 929-441-2417 or email us at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com for dates and prices. We got you for all your podcast needs. The Evening Rush Network. Tune in, subscribe, and share.
Yo, you're back with Thoughts of a Man.
We are back with Thoughts of a Man. I know I'm late. I apologize to you guys so much, but if you've been here, thank you. Thank you so much. We are humbled and gracious that you are here. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. And if you're just joining, welcome to Thoughts of a Man. I am Shaka. This is my compadres is Brooklyn Fats and Brother Don. Where were we, bro?
Before we get on that next subject,
let's close out.
Oh,
the last
I just got the hospital. Oh, so we sending you.
Wait,
mad
I
letters.
Just got. Not sure to tell
I
you.
I ain't know you was in the hospital, Paul. Yeah, sending you mad blessings, mommy. So stay up.
Puff. Why? Why something got to be wrong when Shaka come on? Like, what's the problem? Like, what I do? I just got here. I literally just got here. I'm 17 minutes late for my own show. What's the problem? Somebody tell me what I do.
Envy, I see you at a check it.
Envy,
yo, so I'm definitely sending prayers to you. Puff, get better. Take your time. Get better, man. Don't move forward. You know, tell hubby to help hold you down. Like, I already know the man is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, feel better, Cream Puff. But why are you resting? Let me know what's wrong with Shaka. Somebody tell me. Can somebody call up and tell me what's wrong with Shaka? Like, I really want to know. Like
929-441-2417.
Yeah.
It be Shaka. Shaka did it.
He is the man.
Nah, I'm not the man. Oh, I got
man on this show.
I got great hosts. That's all it is. I can't be an asshole if y'all don't allow me to be.
Shaka, let the people know. What really good with you?
Nothing's good with me. I was just late. You know what I mean? I'm sorry I was late. I had a situation. My nephew was sick. Okay. So I went to go look out for him. Got caught in traffic. Okay. Then as I was coming here, my son says, "Hey, Dad, can you buy some food? I'm kind of hungry." So I went to go buy this dude food. And then as I'm walking to my door, I'm carrying all this food in my hand and the sodas. Our sodas spill right in front of the neighbor's door.
Man.
So I had to clean all that shit up. But then when I tried to log on, my computer was bugging. So that's why I was late, man. That's all.
Cream Puff, feel better,
baby. Zipporah, I mean, Envy, I am not an asshole. I'm just misunderstood, okay? I'm not an asshole.
Oh, they say pray for you, Shaq.
Now, thank you, T. I got love for y'all, too.
Oh, man.
I got love for y'all, too. But you know what I, before we go on to our second subject, this is what I don't understand, right? Like, We have our little tirades, my soliloquies and things that I feel like that. And then in the DMs, people are calling us assholes and saying Shock's an asshole or whatever have you. Like, this nigga sound like he's bitter. Like, why can't I just be a nigga with a perspective? Why they always got to be such further extremes? Like, how come I just can't observe the way you're acting and then be like, yo, you're a fucking goofball? Because I observe you being a goofball. Because I call women out on their shit. It always has to be. Whenever a man calls a woman out on their shit, he either has to be bitter, a womanizer or gay, stupid shit like that. Like, why? Whoa, explain that to me. Can somebody explain it to me? Can somebody explain it to me, please? But until somebody calls in to explain it to me, the second subject that we're here to talk about is why can't men be the custodial parent from birth?
Yeah.
Because it's by words and not presence, is it? What? The words I use is wrong? If I actually told you what I thought, you would hate me a lot less. I use humor as a way to disguise the things that I really fucking think. Like, if y'all think I'm an asshole now, ask Lovable the conversations that we have. Woo-hoo. This is me being nice. But anyway, go ahead.
Lovable, where you at? You ain't in the building. 929-444.
Oh, I didn't tap her in. That was on me because I'm supposed to tap her in. But anyway, so hold on. Let's get to what it is, man. What? Here go the bullshit. This is what I was talking about, bro. Mothers have all the natural essentials and instincts. Fuck out of here. Why is that? Why is that? Tell me. How is that?
Well, all right. Well, like a man can't research. Do it. I was doing research.
Don't have patience for newborns. That's a lie. I had 9 newborns, and I had very much good patience for all of them.
What's you heard him? Head, that bro? Nigga got the RZA, the JZA, Method Man, you got the chef.
Fuck yeah, I mean.
Well, what I was getting to was that I actually did research on that, and because of the conversation that we had in pre-production, and that actually is a law. It was something that was made in the early 19th century. I think it's called the, fuck.
That's incorrect, by the way, Puff. Y'all actually do have custody.
No, that has nothing to do with it. What it actually is called, the Tender Years Doctrine. It was made in the early 19th century for custodial things like that. And it is actually about what they say, because between the years of 4 and under, the law thinks that it's best because women actually do. They're on the old practices of the laws of the land. They don't think that there's things like Similac nowadays, but because women produce the breast milk and stuff like that, that they think is just better for women to have the child. But that's the actual reason why women are usually granted the child at birth, not because they're already established that they came out their vagina. It's the tender laws. That's what it is.
Oh, the nourishment. The milk is
Yeah. But it's actually called the Tender Years Act. That's what it's called.
This is my thought. This is just my thought.
Let's hear your thought.
My thought. First of all, without my nut, somebody got to turn down their joint because, like, I hear the echo in the background. So somebody's phone or something is on.
I'm not.
First of all, I feel like, yo.
Hold on, Don. You see that? I just laid down the actual law of what it is, right? And then Tia comes and says, exactly, the milk, like I said. Like I didn't just lay down what the law was.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand these women, man. Like,
your milk don't mean nothing, because without my semen, there wouldn't be no baby.
So your milk don't mean nothing because they're Similac. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. And Famil too.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
Like,
Puff says she doesn't pay child support.
Now, give her a round.
Shout out to your baby's father.
Hold up. You got to shout him out, man.
Tia, make no mistake about it. Hold on. Let's get this out the way. Like Don said, if we didn't produce that sperm, you'd have no mistake about it. And I'm not talking about the dickhead niggas that just fucked you and left. If you're in a relationship and y'all decide to have a baby, make no mistake about it. When a man gets you pregnant, he's hiring you for a job, okay?
There you go.
Take these 9 months and breed my seed.
Give me my kid like that. Yeah. I don't feel y'all should have custody because y'all use these kids as weapons. That is my biggest issue. Y'all use these kids as weapons, and I'm just like, yo, over it. I'm so over it at this point. I'm tired of hearing, yo, you get mad. Oh, I'm not giving you enough money. that day, and you're talking about, oh, well, you can't see your baby.
Okay, let me say this. What that stimulates to is emotional defense mechanism.
Hey, lovable.
A emotional defense mechanism.
Yeah, when they can't, when they can't get you, when they can't get you emotionally, they try to get you financially, and finances is the only thing that really tests our emotions.
Yeah, man, because us men are tired. Like, yo, we tired. What's good, mother too? We tired. It's not that we bitter. We tired. Yo, listen, I'm tired of paying child support.
How is you?
You're actually a good woman then. I'll grant you a good woman pass because you didn't take your baby father to child support.
Well, hold on. Let's dig deeper. What's the reason you didn't put your baby on child support? Like, you just didn't need them, or they're actually good fathers? I mean,
you'll never hear that.
Well, this is why I'm asking her now.
Females are bitter. I do agree.
I mean, they're bitter or just bitter. Broke ass or some bum ass bitches.
But you gotta look
let's keep it what it is, man. You call them bitter. I call them some bum ass bitches. Make no mistake about
it. I don't use
child there, support so is a broke bitch hustle.
You heard me? It's jealousy. They jealous because you moved on with the next chick. So they feel that the next chick shouldn't get any of they money. They money. Not our money.
She, because of her pops. She says she's seen her pops go through the BS coming up and he just finished his payment. Yeah, look at this. And you're a grown woman and he just finished his payment. Because that's how real it be. If you don't stay on top of that shit, you could be in like $50,000 to $100,000 and they still gonna want that even after you done turned 21.
That shit ruined your life, man. I know a nigga that lost his license. Nigga got thrown in jail.
But I lost my license. Like,
crazy. And yo, it is really... It's a shame how the system be doing dudes, man. Like, like the assholes that don't take care of their kids, fuck them. I'm not talking about them. But, yo, it's fucking disgusting. Now, peep this, right? This is how the system is fucking crazy, right? When I took my...
Many blessings.
Rest in peace. May he rest. I never asked for a dollar. He knows his kids is feel like it's my duty to do what's necessary, whether a guy... helps or not.
Yeah, many yo.
Well then shout out to you. Shout out to you.
I'm giving T a bomb on that one. We dropping the bomb.
Not to know. Let me tell you, and this is aside from child support. Before I got custody of my son, I put myself on child support.
Now give him a round of applause.
You know what I'm saying? I put myself. You ain't never gotta do that. We're not gonna discuss it. Now it's just about what the judge say. But let me tell you how like crooked this fucking system is, right? Like, listen. When I took my child's mother for full custody, that shit took 2 years, right? I filed for the petition for full custody.
Oh, that's crazy.
This bitch never showed up. She ain't come to court at all, like at all. And the judge kept giving her play. Oh, we're going to adjourn the case for 6 weeks. This shit took 2 fucking years, right?
That always happens.
The one time, like I couldn't get off of, I couldn't, like, my job was just giving me hell. I couldn't get off at the fucking time. The courthouse actually sent a letter to my house saying that there's a warrant for my arrest because I didn't come to court on a petition that I filed.
Yeah, you got to be there.
I was like, what?
That's bad.
Yeah, you got to be there no matter what.
I was like, wait a minute. I'm the one that filed the fucking petition. You putting a warrant for my arrest. Meanwhile, this woman is not showing up at all. And all you're doing is saying, well, we're going to adjourn the shit for 6 weeks. Like, I don't get that part. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, I just don't get it.
I don't either.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get that part at all.
You got to show up.
I wasted their time, but the person that didn't show up at all for 2 years was all good, right?
That's how it goes down, bro.
But they can't make that make sense. I wasted their time. So, Cream Puff, make that make sense.
Listen, the system is jacked up, man.
The system
there's no ways around that. The system is jacked up. But like I said, men should definitely we should get our kids straight off the rip.
Hey,
I believe that, yo. Like, yo, give me my kid, and we straight.
Well, I think there's a caveat to that. I'll add some context to it. Like, I believe that, like, if it's a boy, you should give the boys to the father. If y'all don't live together, if it's a situation where y'all don't live together, give the boys to the father. Give the girls to mommy, because I can't teach a girl how to be a girl, and I can't teach, and she can't teach a boy how to be a man. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
if there's dudes out there that's willing to try that shit, and I forgot who said it, that, oh, we got the milk, right? Whoever said that.
That was Tia.
It's not based on the fact that they came out of your vagina. It's actually so if we want to repeal the law and have a man have a chance to be the thank you, Cream Puss. We do have the shit into the state. If there's a way to repeal the law, we need to find out how to do that. We need to talk to our politicians and see if they can get that into some sort of play, because there's actually dudes out here that want to step up.
Yeah. Like, if I could have had all my kids off the rip, I'd be good. No headache.
Mother or two, sorry, I want full custody of my child, and I'm killing this shit. Give me a round of applause.
Get a bomb, bro. Fuck that.
Give me a bomb. Yeah. And I'm killing this shit.
And just to let you know, yeah, some men don't want full custody. Those are them deadbeat niggas. Some of them deadbeat niggas. If you a deadbeat nigga, that's something different.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say being a single parent is a breeze, because sometimes I want to shove
it's
this
not,
nigga head.
Nah, it's not.
I want to shove this nigga head through a fish tank sometime. You know what I'm saying?
It's definitely not. Yo, it's not an easy task. It's not an easy task to raise a kid. It's not. But I just feel like the system has the shit jacked up where women should off the rip. Oh, I have custody, so I'm filing to, like, you got to go to a family court building to have any say over your kid. That shit is crazy. Can't give your kids to nobody. So put your big girl pants on. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I'm with you. I'm paranoid as fuck too. I don't like my kids to go around a lot of people. I think that's why we try to keep it. Me and my wife try to keep it where only certain people watch our kids.
Some mothers are deadbeats too, but the system doesn't give a fuck about that. The child has to die before the system takes the dead body away from the parents.
Time out. Let me read this right. I'm a mother of 3 and 5 months now. So you have one kid that's 3 and 1 kid that's 5 months. So you just had a baby. Wow. So you got a toddler. I know that feeling. I got a five-year-old twin and 2-year-old twin. So I know your feeling right now. I know your pain. And you just got 2. So just imagine. Oh, no. She has 3 kids. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I read it wrong.
Now, how are you people not psycho? Like the children, the people that got multiple children? Because I have 1, and I'll be ready to jump off the roof.
Nah, bro. It's
how do y'all deal with
it's patience, bro.
Patience.
Yeah, tons of patience.
That is the reason why I will side with the women and say I definitely do need a woman around, because they have certain skills that me as a person that I don't possess. Like, I am not patient. I don't care about this nigga's emotions. not that I don't care, but I'm like, yo, like, toughen up, like knock it off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, certain things, like, I just don't possess. I don't have the nurturing. Like, I don't have the nurturing. I don't think I have that nurturing trait that a woman would possess.
But you do have a nurturing trait, because you're able to handle your business being a single father. So you
that's not. I don't think.
Are
that's
you gonna
nurturing.
Want? No, time out.
That's not nurturing. Sure, you know.
Hold on. Are you going to make sure that your kid is well taken care of no matter what before you?
Absolutely. But that's not nurturing. Nurturing is...
No, right there is a nurturing trait.
Mm-hmm.
You might not look at it like that, but that is actually a nurturing trait. My three were from my baby father. I'm married now 3 years. I'm having
I'm on the pocket.
Okay. And the shop is closed. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. The shop is closed. It ain't happening no more. I don't want no more kids.
That's the nurturing part that I said. Like I'll hug this nigga, but I don't like it. I'd be like, all right, man, come on. Like
you were supposed to that's a bond with your children.
He said I hug him. I'll be like, but yo, I really gotta hug touch you right now. Bro. Nah, like me, I don't know. Maybe I'm a mushy nigga. I'm a mushy nigga because I love hugging my kids, kissing my kids. Like, I like to feel them, their bodies on me. You know what I mean? Like when I'm in
a little bit extreme.
The thing. Nah, pause. Come on, bro. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that.
What I'm talking about is like, you know, at in the middle of the night, my kids come jump in the bed with us.
That's
and they're more to go lean on me than they are to their mother. So I'll have like maybe a kid foot in my mouth and another kid arm in my back.
Oh yeah.
That's man, what I mean,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, hey, my kid sleep like he possessed. Like I don't know what the hell you going on with like, I wake up in the middle of the night to go check on him and he's like asleep sitting up. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with this thing?
Yo, and the crazy part about it, like she's saying how she's a hug and kiss on her baby when he was baby. The older one, I still be trying to hug on them and kiss them. They ain't with it. You know what I mean? But they're just like, Dad, I'm too big for this. But no, you're still my baby, kid. You're still my baby.
You're never going to be a grown kid.
You know what I mean? My grown son is 27 years old. And I consistently tell him, yo, you're always going to be my baby. You're my first baby. So you're always going to get love from me no matter what. But so, you know what I mean?
Aren't that the right thing to do? Us as being
yeah, that's cool. But there's a lot of niggas out there that won't do it.
I got two kids. I got a girl and a boy.
Yeah, you know what? I hate to take this shit back to the ratchet. It's such a beautiful thing, man. But you know, it's so funny that like the men that are there that actually take care of their kids, we get treated like shit. Like,
thank you.
Father's Day, Mother's Day, you go all out. You even got to give your mother a gift on Valentine's Day, and that day is not even for the damn kids. It's for the lovers, and the kids got to give the mother a present.
Bro, you know the most disappointing shit of all of that?
Yeah.
I say this is the realest shit.
Socks.
I go take care of my kids 100%, no problems ever asked. But I get letters like these in the mail from child support. Just a reminder to let me know that I owe them bread.
Some bullshit. Every what do y'all like for real for Father's Day? Give tips for hubby. What do we like? Flowers. You know what I said flowers is for, right?
I don't like flowers.
No, flowers for men. Flowers for men.
No. I'm straight.
No.
Earlier
in the episode, I said blowjobs are like flowers for men.
Oh,
yeah. You know, give me some tickets to the basketball game or some shit. I don't want no damn socks.
Yeah, I said socks.
No, I don't want no damn socks. I go to Walgreens and get some goddamn socks. Give me something like, give me some flowers for men. Give me some tickets to the Knicks game or depending on where you're from. I don't want no damn, I don't want a macaroni necklace. I don't want none of that.
Bro,
let Tupac write a song for me.
I'm the complete opposite. Like, all I want when Father's Day come around is a bottle and some peace and fucking quiet. That's it.
Shit. So that,
you said a bottle and some what?
They could just get him a bottle and quiet. And rock him in the bathroom and he's
straight. Right. I'm no.
Well, no. In my house, there's no privacy in the bathroom either.
I will take a bottle, but at least it puts some thought in it. You got to go to the end of the earth to show your mama that you love them. But it just doesn't seem like we get that same approach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I should do a show on men who's on child support, but the men still go way beyond taking care of their child. Yo, it's fact. I don't stress.
$300 cologne, Tia, where you from? You don't got to tell me exactly where you live, but what part of the world do you live in?
She's married. Remember we was talking to her? It's been poor on Monday.
Oh man.
Yeah. Anyway.
I got some good smelling cologne.
My pops love to catch a chick nose. Laugh out loud. If I do cologne, yeah, I'm not $300 cologne. I
$300 like, cologne? Nah. Go to King's Plaza.
I'm a big fan of Curve.
Go to King's Plaza.
I got me
and some. Then they got like this little perfume some thing right there. And then you get me like the top of the line cologne for like
$70.
Oh. You ain't got to be $300 cologne because I'm just going to sweat it out when I hump you anyway.
I'm out. Flag on the play. She live in Fall Rock. It's the Beirut of New York, if y'all don't know.
We got to take the bus, the train, and a plane.
Fall Rock. Whoa. Damn.
Shit.
She said, I love Curve for men. Yeah, I love Curve. That is actually one of my favorite colognes.
I love me some Dolce & Gabbana.
Okay. Oh, she's from Far Rock. She lives in Brooklyn now. Smart woman. Shout out to the old Brooklyn.
Nah, I ain't got no jokes on Far Rockaway. Far Rockaway is a scary fucking place. Like
Brooklyn, boss up.
I got tons of. Listen, I'm from Coney Island, so yes, I have tons of jokes on Far Rock.
Y'all can shit. Far Rockaway too damn cold, man.
Shit. Nah, I am not a scared man. I do not scare easy. But Far Rockaway is different.
Far Rockaway is so cold.
Oh, yeah.
Your tears turn to ice. That's cold.
Yo, listen.
Yeah, it's driving, very cold there. But the hearts in Far Rockaway is colder than that, nigga. I don't scare easy.
Driving through Far Rockaway is very fun. I'm not going to stunt.
Hey.
Driving through Far Rockaway, that's fun.
You heard what he said. Can you say
you know what?
Driving through.
Driving through Far Rockaway is funny. It just looks like a forgotten land.
Yeah, that's why I said it's funny.
Far Rockaway sits off by itself. That sits off by itself.
Your pops and grandfather buy these big ass bottles of cologne. Well, wait a minute. But back in the day, there was only two colognes for men. It was like High Karate and what was the other one? Like Stetson?
Nah, you forget it. What was it? Old Spice. That used to be the shit back in the day.
Old Spice, yeah.
Used to be the thing back in the day.
Yo, I don't like East New York, man. I don't. Because, like, there's nothing in East New York. Like, being a fat nigga, you can't survive in East New York. Because in East New York, you got to walk everywhere. The train is millions of miles away from everything in East New York, man. I don't like it.
East New York. I stayed in East New York. It depends on what part. Big-ass green bottle.
If you don't live right across the street from Pine Street or Euclid Avenue, nigga, you're walking everywhere.
What you know about Euclid Avenue? We used to walk there like nothing. I can even tell you about the chicken joint off of Euclid.
Well, I'm not interested in all that. All I'm saying is, but it's a fact, though. Y'all get used to it because y'all have to walk in East New York because...
Oh, yeah.
Y'all, because East New York, if you tell one of your kids, I don't want to take the bus, when your old man used to be like, oh, back in my day, I used to walk 2 miles barefoot. That's what you actually did in East New York.
Yeah, you ain't lying either.
Word.
Shit, let it be a hot summer day. Shit, you've been in damn sure lost 20 pounds of sweat water.
Hell yeah.
Then I need to go take a walk in East New York then. Murder up.
It's that time, man. We about to pull up out of here, man.
Now, hold on. Before we do this, did you guys see Women of the Movement, the Emmett Till story?
I started watching and I ain't finished it.
I didn't get to watch it. I'm sorry. I've been laid up.
All right, well, look, listen. Look, listen. This is not a movie. This is a movie about the civil rights, of course, but that movie is better than any fucking gangster film I've ever seen in my life. Goodfellas, American Me. None of this shit is compared to the gangster of Mamie Till Mobley. You know what I'm saying? Like, this woman had to endure the brutal loss of her son. I don't know if you ever seen the pictures of what they did to Emmett Till. but it's a terrible thing. And like in this movie, they reenacted what they did to him, or what they speculate was did to him. And I can usually watch these atrocities, but that shit bothered my fucking soul. Like Jesus Christ, that shit bothered my soul. And that I'm not an easy person to hurt. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, it's fucked up that the loss of that handsome, beautiful kid. Like
you
that handsome.
You want the picture? Don't want the picture.
You don't want the pictures to see that shit. It, the loss of that beautiful kid. The loss of that beautiful kid made it so that we can be here and act fools like we do, because if that shit never happened, there's a chance that we're not here today. So I'm so hard on women because I see what we become. Like women like Ruby Hurley and Mamie Till Mobley, Coretta Scott King. And we went from that to fucking loving hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Look at where we come from and look at where we are. So this is so why I'm so hard on these fucking females, because I expect so much of them. But then when I look and actually see how fucking goofy they are, I'll be like, oh my God, this is. And there's people that got to choose a mother out of these women. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, before I do that, before we end, I just want to give a shout out to the family of Emmett Till. I want to say fuck you to J.W. Millam. Fuck you, Carol Bryant. I hope y'all rest in peace. Carol Bryant's still alive. Somebody needs to throw a cocktail through her window. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and that's how I want to end it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck y'all. I hope y'all niggas rest in peace. Rest in peace to Emmett Till, Mamie Till Mobley. Y'all are, you know what I'm saying? Like, much love for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I want to end it.
Yo, I definitely gotta love you right now.
Power to the people.
How you? That's how you going out? Power to the people.
Yeah, that. I mean, I got a lot much more to say, but that will.
Yeah,
I want to touch on the stuff that we talked about early in pre-production, but we on a strong note, so I'm just gonna leave it there.
Okay, yeah. Like this. First and foremost, being black, you need to be strong, not ignorant. You need to be intelligent and wise. Use your knowledge and power to the best of your ability. Don't never get sidetracked by what you see. Read, ask questions, and maintain knowledge. So you can know where you came from in order to know where you're about to go. And this is Brooklyn Fats, power to the people.
Yes.
Yo, I just want to go out, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to the cop that got popped in Harlem. And I just want to say, listen, as much as people want to weigh in on Eric Adams right now, he has only been in office 3 weeks. You got to give this man some time to work. You know what I'm saying? And that's the problem. I think everybody feel like Eric Adams has been in office forever. He's only been in office for 3 weeks. So definitely, you know what I mean? Give that man some time. Let him do his job, man. We dealt with de Blasio for what, almost four? Let that man get his time in, man. But
I don't know how that's going to work, because de Blasio got, he ain't black. He got black children and a black wife. And when he tried to stand up for their rights, they tried to crucify his ass. Now imagine what they going to a full black motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So,
At the same token, bro, you got to look at it like that. He used to be a cop. So he looks at it from two lenses now.
I get what you're saying.
He look at it from two lenses. So all I'm saying is give him a chance. It's been 3 weeks, bro.
I can give the man a chance, and I actually feel sorry for him because he's trying to break a system that's not broken for the people that it works for. So for anybody, that's going to be a difficult job. Like, salute to you, whoever that took over a Cuomo spot. I mean, she need to go sit the fuck down.
Yeah,
but anybody that's a person of color that's trying to
better their condition,
break a system that works for a chosen people, it's difficult. So I take my hat to him.
Well, either way, yo, listen, make sure y'all tune in. Catch us on YouTube, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google, Amazon, be all over the place. iHeartRadio. Make sure y'all check us out. It's Thoughts of a Man. Make sure you subscribe. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. You know what I mean? Follow us. Let us know what your thoughts is. You can DM us on any of our IG pages. We'll be getting an IG page soon, hopefully. But yo, on IG is Thoughts of a Man. You got Reap the Great.
Reaper the Great, that's my IG.
And then you got Don underscore the underscore evening underscore rush. So you already know what it is, man.
Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Peace.